system
I'm gonna go.
Yeah. 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 Sicha L'Raisuscha Ukhvaidecha
L'Kev Akkodem Hasli Sicha L'Raisuscha Ukhvaidecha
L'Kev Akkodem Hasli Sicha L'Raisuscha Uscha, Uchvai Decha.
Hey! 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 Hey!
Yeah.
call God a
thank you. First, I want to thank Cyril and Elisheva and Lizzie for opening their home again for us. All of us right now are giving a bracha that this home should be filled every single centimeter, every inch should be filled with simcha, nachas, and bracha. Hashem, we should all be zeichet to go together, all of us, all together, to Hashem, to be in Yerushalayim. Hashem Purim is mocha kedas hayayim, and mocha is something that doesn't end. It doesn't end, and we should continue with Purim and to go on to Yerushalayim the Karv Mamish. I want to thank David and Yishai, they're playing. I don't know if I missed anybody else. Just Rabbi Levin, there's the Chevra that are here. The Gemara in Megillah Tezai, "Shlo Yehudim Haisa Ari V'Simcha V'Sasin V'Yikar." Everybody knows that the Gemara dashes that Ari is Tyre, Simcha is Simchas Yantiv, and Sasin is Bismila. And what's V'Yikar? Tefillin. Yikar is Tefillin. To understand the Hachshus of Tyre that took place in Shushan.
Not
yet. Yischachus of Torah, Kim Vekiblu, Torah Shabbal Peh, Simchus Yantiv, you can understand, Kedusha Sabris, the world of Mordechai HaYehudi, Binyamin HaTzadik, Yosef HaTzadik, Kedusha Sabris, Amalek is the Hepuch of Kedusha Sabris. The Yikar is Tefillin. Yikar is Tefillin. You know, Yikar means covet, something which is choshev, something which is dear, something which is valuable. Yikar. Covet. Everybody knows, Chazal tell us on the Pasuk in Dvarim, all of the nations of the world, when they see us wearing the tefillin, they're afraid. But the tefillin is the Shem Hashem. I'll tell you. Tonight is the shleishim of my father, Harinika Parsim Mishkavoy. Mordechai Aryeh Yosef ben Chaim Moshe, Zichron Levrocha. And I was by my mother a little bit before. And my mother always asks me, Moshe, do you think Daddy's listening? Do you think Daddy hears us? And I always tell him, Ma, of course Daddy. Daddy's hearing us. He doesn't even need hearing aids anymore. Obviously he's hearing us. He hears us. Don't worry, Ma, he hears us. So I believe that too. So Daddy, I hope you're hearing. Hope you're listening, because what I'm going to say now is is something which I want you to hear. And everybody else can listen to him. I think many of you know, and already it's in the veld a little bit, my father didn't know to what extent that the Indian of Tefillin was Yakar, Yakar Maot, my father. I would have even brought the Tefillin here, but many of you saw them. I didn't want to stare the Tefillin by bringing them into such a large chevra. My father's Tefillin that he wore in Mauthausen, that thousands of Jews wore, most of whom were killed, like in Shoshem, wore those Tefillin. Those are the first Tefillin that I put on a month before my Bar Mitzvah, which I told the stories by the Shiva, a Levaya a little bit. So I want to talk about Yikar. You know, there's a tzaddik. When this tzaddik died, this tzaddik left the world, another great tzaddik told everybody to have to check their tefillin. Who's the tzaddik that died? Who am I talking about? That was also a name of the Chida, it's true. This is Misfadim here. I wanted to feel good also. It's true. There's an Indian like that. But it's about who's, at least by the Kedushas Levi. Well, the Kedushas Levi was Nifter. So which tzaddik said everybody has to check their tefillin? Rabbi Nachman said everybody has to check their tefillin. And why did Rabbi Nachman say that everybody has to check their tefillin? And you know that they found that there were tefillin all over that had been checked recently, that people knew were kosher tefillin. And the puzzle all over, there was tefillin that was puzzle. When the B'ditcher left the world, the tefillin. Because Rabbi Nachman said that the Kedushas Levi, the B'ditcher, is the Pe'er, is the splendor of the world. Splendor of the Pe'er. And tefillin is Oite Yisrael B'Sif'ara. The Pe'er, the crown of a Jew, is tefillin, the Pe'er. Says the Navi Yechezkel, says, Pe'ercha chavush alacha. Pe'ercha chavush alacha. That when a Jew is wearing his tefillin, his Pe'er, the crown, the splendor, the glory of a Jew, is chavush alacha. He's uncrowned, he's surrounded by the Pe'er. What is that Pe'er? Pe'er means pride, it means beauty, it means splendor, it means glory. Pe'er ha chavush alacha. So, you know, I'm going to tell you something that you already know. I'm sure almost everybody here heard this. Just a little bit to begin. You know that the Kedushas Levi Susi Yelena once said a shocking thing. The Gemara says in Brachis that the Maralma, the master of the world, wears tefillin also. And the Gemara asks, what's written in the tefillin of the master of the world? In our tefillin, all we could do is to take pride in Hashem. We're so proud that we have the Baruch Shalom. So in our tefillin, we say, Shema Yisrael Hashem, Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Gemara says in the Baruch Shalom's tefillin, Maksiv, what does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Mikam Chi Yisrael, Mikam Chi Yisrael, Pe'echad Baruch. Mikam Chi Yisrael, the Baruch Shalom, in his tefillin, is taking pride in his people. And the Holy B'ditcher has said, in Yinav, the Anam Zemiris, Pe'era Elayu, Pe'eri Elav, Pe'era Elayu, Pe'eri Elav, means, the B'ditcher has said, the greatest pride, the greatest glory and splendor of Hashem is me and you, is his people. And the greatest pride and splendor, the greatest pe'er that we have is the Baruch Olam. But then the B'ditcher said, we say in Hashanahs, Hashan l'man pe'erach, Hashan l'man pe'erach. What does that mean? Hashana, Rabbi Shalom, save us, Laman Pe'erach, for the sake of your splendor. Laman Pe'erach means, the B'ditcher said, for the sake of your tefillin. Because Rabbi Shalom, you know that if I wanted to, you know, that I could show the whole world that your tefillin are possible. You know that I could pasul up your tefillin if I wanted to. Because it says in your tefillin, Umikamuchi Yisrael, who is like your people Yisrael? That's what it says in your tefillin. But Rebbeinu Shlom, I could pasul your tefillin because I could show you and you know that the Jewish people are in such pain. You know, there's so much unbelievable tzaras. Tchuyim and tchufim and merudim and crushed and broken. So many Jews are losing everything. They can't continue. There's such a hest upon him. So many Jews are so broken. So, Rebbeinu Shlom, you know. You know that I have the ability to pass through your tefillin. Because if your tefillin says, Umikamuchi Yisrael, and when we look into the world and we see that the Jewish people on the Sulim Lamaka, L'cherpa, L'hashmid L'harug L'abed, L'hashmid L'harug L'abed. So you can imagine, the Beit Yeshiva said, I'm asking you, Baruch Shalom Hayshan L'man Pe'erach. I'm asking you to be good to your people. I'm asking you to bring us up and to bring us out of this. L'man pe'erach. So that your tefillin should be kosher tefillin. That your tefillin should be mahudadik tefillin. Because the only way, Rebbeinu Shlom, that your tefillin is mahudadik tefillin, the only way that your tefillin is really beautiful, is if it's beautiful for us. But if we're suffering, then Rebbeinu Shlom, your tefillin are possible. So Hashan L'man Pe'erach. Bring Yeshua to Am Yisrael. L'man Pe'erach. And have Rachmanus on your own tefillin. They should be kosher too. When that tzaddik died, who had such a limus chus, who said such things, so Rabbi Nachman felt that, and Rabbi Nachman said that everybody has to go check their tefillin. And they found that there were psulim tefillin all over, tefillin with us. What does that mean? And to understand on our level, that in Shushan, the Baruch Shalom's tefillin were resuscitated. The Rebbeinu Shlom's tefillin were fixed. That's what happened. Because the whole inyan of Amalek, this is an Arichas, it's not for now. The whole inyan of Amalek is to take away from a Jew his feeling of respect, his feeling of him being a pe'er in Hashem's eyes. After a person does something that he shouldn't do, behaves in a way that's uncharacteristic, he can't imagine, he can't possibly feel that he's the pe'er of Hashem. And if you feel that you're not the Hashem's pride and joy, then it's only a short time that you can't look at Hashem in the eyes, and you begin to feel that you have no shaykhs to him, and that you don't take any pride in him. So the tefillin. See, here there's a very, very big, very deep yisoid that we have in the Sfar HaKadosh. I'm sure many of you have learned this. It's found in many Sfarim. What does that mean that the Baruch Shalom puts on tefillin? Sof kol sof, that we have to put on tefillin, I understand. Tefillin and ice is ikar and tatof ice means that since we're living in this world, it's so easy to forget what we're proud of. It's so easy to forget who we are. It's so easy to forget about the Baruch Shalom. It's easy to forget. So we begin every day with a grand film. It's an ayus, it's a zikaron, to remind us that we should remember who we are and to remember who the Baruch Shalom is. But you know, the Baruch Shalom himself is ein shikhal if nekisei kavidecha. It's a hafladikah thing. Before, you know, Purim is Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur, Purim. So before Yom Kippur, you have Rosh Hashanah, which is Yom HaZikaron, and before Purim, you have Shabbos Zochah. Bring shichel from the kisek vidach. Hashem's Baruch is incapable of forgetting. He doesn't forget. So what's the inyan of the Baruch Shalom's tefillin? Mikamchi Yisrael. So the Sfarim say a very big Yisrael. Every single time we make a Bechaz HaMitzvah, we say the words, Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Yisrael. Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvah Yisrael. Rabbi Shalom, because you're doing a mitzvah right now, it was because you're tefillin akasha, because you're thinking about me right now, because in your mind, in your infinite mind, I'm there. And your tefillin are shining and pure and holy. Asha kedishonu b'mitzvah yisof, your mitzvahs, Rabbi Shalom, your makam, your mitzvahs, since inside of me, who am I? Inside of me there's a chelek elokami mal mamish. I'm a yid. And because I'm a yid, that means that inside of me is a lokus, Baruch Shem, you're inside of me. And if at this moment you're taking pride in me, you're thinking about me, at this moment you're filled with love for me, your tefillin are kosher and beautiful and mahadrim and mahadrim. So ashik hadashonu, that when you do that mitzvah Baruch Shalom, when you're thinking that, then when I put on my tefillin, I have his murdikis oivus to feel that for you, to feel your love for me. What makes me kaddish? Mitzvahs of the Baruch Shalom's mitzvahs. That when the Baruch Shalom is putting on kosher tefillin, proper tefillin, it's mekaddish, it's ma'orah me with the gevaldikis oivus. I have my Hashem's Baruch's tefillin, my Hashem's Baruch's love for me, from his taking pride in me. So when we were in Shushan Habira, we felt that the Baruch Shalom was sick of us. It was the first time we had experienced such a thing when we left after the Chorban Bayis Rishon and we went into Golus, and we had a cheshbon that the Golus was really only supposed to be for 70 years, was supposed to be already finished. And we also heard that the Tzaddik Daniel, the Novi, Daniel was Tzaddik Yisrael Olam, and Daniel had a cheshbon of when the time was up and it was going to be a return. And we all were holding our breaths. You know, there were many Jews that they came to the Novi Cheskel and they said, what should a woman do if her husband gives her a get? What should an Evan do? Evan, what does a slave do if his master sends him away? There were so many Jews that felt that the Baruch Shalom was no longer proud of us. That the Baruch Shalom, you know, now we're used to being godless. Now we're used to not hearing from Hashem. We're used to doing mitzvahs and not feeling anything. But when there was a Beis HaMikdash, when they would put on tefillin, they would be on fire with Hashem's love. They would feel pe'er love, the pe'er. They would feel the kashrus, the hiddur of Hashem's love. They had nevi'im. They were surrounded by the shechina. They had that were metumim. And then they were in galus, and they thought it was only going to be 70 years, and then it didn't work out. It wasn't finished. And kishavis hamelach hashverish, and he takes out kelim, shining from the Beis HaMikdash, bizyonis, amolik's whole inyan in this world is to say that the Baruch Shalom has no inyan with you. He's not putting on any tefillin with your name in it. There's no inyan of what v'ro kalam ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lech. There's no shem Hashem ki ad al keis kor melcham al Hashem. Amalek covers the name of Hashem. Different days, you know, whether or not you should have the tefillin covering, the talis covering the tefillin shavosh, not covering this bar mukubal on different days, different shittas. The tefillin shavosh should be exposed and not to be open. So we felt that way in Shushan. That here Amalek is taken away from us any feeling of that yakar, that we're yakar in Hashem Yisbarach's eyes, that we're dear and that we're precious to him. And therefore the Baditcha was screaming years later, but his scream was all the way back in time. Rabbi Shalom, your tefillin, I'm telling you that your tefillin is puzzle. Because if there's a gzeirah lahashver lahargila, if there's such a gzeirah lahashver lahargila abed, if there's a rush, if there's an amalek in the world, then your name is being covered. Your tefillin can show the world a puzzle. Because what is the pride? What is the glory of your people in such a godless, in such a world? What's the pride that Hashem Yisbarach has from looking at us in the masiv that we're in right now? And the Baditcha says, I could make your tefillin a puzzle. So Shana Laman Peirach. Shana Laman Peirach. Rabbi Shalom, have Rachmanis on your tefillin. Which means have Rachmanis on us. because our names are inscribed, each and every one of our names are inscribed in your Tefillin Mikam Chi Yisrael. And if I'm in pain, if I'm suffering, if my parents are killed, if my brothers or my sisters are gassed, if a Jew in the world is still suffering, then what's with your Mikam Chi Yisrael? What's with your Tefillin? I say Leman Peirach. Hishan Leman Peirach. And in Shushan, like Yehudim Ha'isa'ayra V'simcha V'sasin of Yikar. You know what that means? So Daddy, I want you to enjoy. Daddy, listen. When we cross through the Amsuf, Hamayim Lehemum Chayme Miyaminim Mismarlam. The water is a wall, the right and the left, says in the Yalkut. Miyaminim is the mezuzah, which is on the right. Mismarlam, which is the tefillin, that's one on the left. And because of that, people are like, because Rebbeinu Shlomo, when you take us out of Mitzrayim, Rebbeinu Shlomo, when you perform miracles for us, Rebbeinu Shlomo, when you show the whole world that we're yakar to you, that you're proud of us, that you love us, when you show that to the world, then what? Then our tefillin hakasha, your tefillin hakasha. And when the tefillin hakasha, it says what? V'aru kol am ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha v'yarvim, when they're afraid of us. And what happened when we crossed through Kriyas Yamsuf? People are leaving most of a fachad from the tefillin that we were wearing. It's Reb Shulab Diskin, Zechus Hanukkah Zerach, and a whole cheshvan, that the night of Yitzhi Yisrael, we were busy making tefillin. Without going into the whole maisa, he has a murder dekirayas for that. That we came out from Yisrael without tefillin. And that's why in Hoshanis also there's a nusach, I remember exactly, I think there's Kaishata Tvuim Bitzul Gizorim Yikarcha Imam Ma'avirim. That's what it says. Kaishata Tvuim Bitzul Gizorim Rabbi Shalom, you remember? You saved us, we were drowning in the ocean in the Yamsuf. The same way Kaishata, the same way you helped us, you saved us, and we were able in that place, we were drowning, Tevuim, Bitzul Gezorim, Yikarcha Ima Ma'avirim. What does that mean? Yikarcha means what? Tefillin. Why were we saved? Because that which is dear to you, Yikarcha Ima, we took with us through the Yamsuf. We were carrying our tefillin. And because we carried our tefillin through the Yamsuf, because we carried our tefillin in Mauthausen, and Jews had their tefillin in Birkenau and in Treblinka, and because Jews even now with such a hestapotim every single day, we still get up and we put on our tefillin, and we still believe Peir Alayu, Peir Alav, Rabbeinu Shalom, that you still take pride in us with everything that is ruling in our lives, and with, even though we haven't heard from you in such a long time, and there's such a terrible, terrible hestapotim, it's 70 times the 70 years after we left Babel, and we still haven't seen the third base of Mikdash, we still haven't seen Mashiach. Yikarcha ima ma'avir. There are Jews that they took their tefillin with them, ima ma'avirim, through the Yamsuf. Ubefrat, we see the Indian by Mordechai Yehudi, Mordechai Yotzim lefnei HaMelech, and what was he wearing? Tcheles, and Tcheles is tzitzis. And it says, Ateres Zohav. Ateres Zohav, Targ Mienis, and says, remember what's the Atorah, Oite Yisrael, B'sefara. Tcheles is tzitzis. Ateres Zohav is Mordechai HaYehudi was wearing tefillin. Therefore it says, Rabbi Me'amhar, Ameharitz Mesiadim, Kinof al-Pachad HaYehudim Aleihem. Kinof al-Pachad HaYehudim. Pachad Mordechai. Pachad HaYehudim. Because when a goy, when an Amalek sees that tefillin by a Yid, that a Jew believes that despite everything, despite all the silence, despite all of the suffering, despite that everything in my life has been taken from me, my parents, my brothers, my Rebbe, my Rosh Yeshivas, my Rebbes, everything is taken from me. Yikar Chobi, I'm carrying your tefillin. I'm still putting on your tefillin. I still believe that you haven't forgotten me. I still believe that your tefillin are kosher tefillin. That in your tefillin, in the tefillin of my Alma, it still says, O Mikam Chi Yisrael.
And the king asked, Matoiv Nasel and Mordechai, what good happened? Maybe Mordechai did such a gewaldige thing, what have you done for him? And the Mishra Samar said, nothing was done for him. That's Mechias HaMolek. Mechias HaMolek is when a Yid is able to hold on to his tefillah and to believe that HaKadosh Baruch is mispared me, and to believe that my name is written in the Baruch Shalom's tefillah, that he's thinking of me, that he's proud of me, even though I've made mistakes, I still think of him. I still believe that his tefillah not kosher, or else I wouldn't be putting on these tefillah. If I didn't believe that he was wearing tefillah, I wouldn't have this urge to wear tefillah. So what gives me this urge to wear tefillah? Because Asher Kedishonu B'mitzvayisav, because Hashem is Baruch putting on tefillah with my name in them. So Yehudim Haisa Oyrav Esimcha V'Sosn V'Yikar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tefillah not kosher tefillah, that the tefillah of Hashem is Baruch at the end of time, a tefillah that I'm hudar imam. Beautiful, beautiful tefillah. So I want to tell you a story. It's a crazy story. I just saw this. It was Ashgacha Pradesh. Maybe I shouldn't even be telling this story. I saw this because, you know, there was a, my wife is already cleaning for Pesach. And there's a couple of 100,000 swarm and books that we need to empty out and to make room for more swarm that I'm not going to have time to learn. And there was a book sitting there that I never saw. I never bought it. It was just an English book where there's a Yid that's talking about his father. This Yid's name is Wallace. I don't know him. I never heard of him, but I understand. Just I looked a little bit that he's Isaac with Kiryas V'Chaikim. He's a Mezakeh the Rabbim, this person. I don't know him, but sounds like a very chashuv Yid. But the book's not about this Yid, it's about his father. And his father's name is Reb Yidl. So it was one of those things that, you know, when it was like lying on the, it fell down, and it was lying there on the floor, and I have a Kabbalah that if you see a sefer or something that's on the floor, you shouldn't just pick it up, you should look at it a little bit for a minute, it's not nice, you know, that it was on the floor, so you should be mechabed it and look at it a little bit. That the cover didn't look like it was so interesting for me, but I took a look, and I saw this. This is what I opened to. And I said, oh, Bazoi, if this just happened now, so I'm going to tell. I'll tell this story to the chaver. It's crazy, but I really do believe that my father, Harini Kaparis Mishkavu, would have not hearing this story from a fellow Jew that went through what he went through, from one of those that went through the Yamsuf and came out with the Emunah stronger than ever. Which I told over by the Shiva. By the Leviathan, some things, and there are many, many more. I could write so many volumes on just the memories of these little things from my father. Little things that were very, very big things. But listen to what happened to this Reb Yidl. This Reb Yidl went through, he was a Polish Jew, he went through four or five places. And the book, I didn't read the rest of the book. I don't know his story. Maybe now I should read it. But it tells about how he went through. So big moment. And he was taking a walk. It was 1945, and he was in Munich. In 1945, after liberation, and he was in that miserable place in Munich, trying to get out. The main Jews, as you know, were taken to different places in Germany. My parents were some DP camps and places that they had to wait. And he was on the outskirts of Munich. This Wallace was walking on the streets of Munich. And they had signs up with certain names of Nazis, Yimach Shemam. At that time, the American army, they even before the whole thing with Nuremberg, they had trials going on. military trials. There were Nazis that were caught, and they were trying in military, American military courts, to have these Nazis that were on trial in different places. And there was a big, big hush of a trial that was going on, and Wallace was walking on the street, and they had signs up that were in Yiddish, so Jews could read them. And there were signs there that said the names of some Nazis, and that if you have any information that could help in the trial of these Rishayim, then report to the American officer. Da, 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 da. He even has a picture in the book of the card that he had from the American military court, that he had had their thing with all the his numbers and everything. And there's a picture in the book. So actually. So listen, so this Yid looks at this thing. This Wallace looks at this thing. If Alan, have you listening? This Yid looks at this Wallace, and he sees that one of the names there is a Russia Merusha that he himself saw with his own eyes. He was over there, part of this death march, where it was a hot day in August, gefährlich, and the Nazis were marching Jews, and anybody who was tired or who fell, this guy was shooting. He was like the Reich over there, and they came to a place, listen to this, they were chalishing for something to drink, and they came to a place where they had to cross over, it was up to their knees like a river, and they were marching them through this river. The Germans were screaming, this guy, it was the Reich, screaming, anybody that takes what that bends down to take from the river a drink, gets shot. And the Germans were there laughing, and the Jews were walking through this, so the Germans were filling up their canteens and their bottles, and the Jews were walking there, so many of them, they just threw themselves into the water, and they were shooting. And Wallace said that the river was dark red from the children there. The dark red, and this was the Russia whose name was over there, Munich, on the bulletin board on the street. So he says, "I'm going. That's my man." So Wallace goes over there, and he says where he's from and where he was, and he gives all the information. They have it on this thing in the picture, and they say, "You're in." And it comes to the trial. Listen to this, Meiser. Comes to the trial. And the Yamach Shemoinik is over there, and they call up Wallace, and Wallace is looking at this German, and the court, they ask him, do you know this? He says, I know. What's his name? He says, this is his name. And he says, what do you know about him? He says, I'll tell you exactly what I know about him. He said, there are other things, but I'll tell you about that day in August. That's how I'll begin with the day in August. Listen. And he said over what happened, that we were crossing through the water, and what he was doing. So the judge, and he goes, the judge says to the German, did you hear what Mr. Wallace said? And the German said, starts laughing, he says, the whole thing is a lie. Maybe such a thing happened someplace. I wasn't there. I don't know what he's talking about. The whole thing is made up. It's a lie. So the judge asks Mr. Wallace, I'm sure there was an interpreter, said Mr. Wallace, do you have some kind of proof? Some kind of evidence? Something like that. And he said, proof? He said, Your Honor, let me go look at this animal in the eyes and let him tell me, looking in my eyes. So there was a tumult. If they would let him go over there next to him, they didn't want to let. And the judge said, let him go. You can go next to him, to the prisoner. So Wallace goes over to this, and he stands right next to him, and he says to him in German, look at me in my eyes. Look at me in my eyes, and tell me you don't know what I'm talking about, that you weren't there shooting everybody in the water. You look at me in the eyes. And the Nazi looks at him right in the eyes and says, you're a crazy Jew. I wasn't there. I don't know what you're talking about. So Wallace, who his son wrote, was a gibor like Shimshon. Now comes the good part, Chavre. Daddy, this Wallace was like a Shimshon Agiba. He said that Wallace grabbed the German by his ears and he starts screaming and shaking him, "You liar, look at me in the eyes." And he starts putting that, and the soldiers are trying to pull him off, the Americans. They can't pull him off. He's knocking people away. And he gives a shry, Wallace. He pulled off an ear of this Nazi. He pulled off an ear. I always give eye from the ear, and the German is screaming, and the soldiers pull Wallace away, and this guy is screaming. They take Wallace. The judge has taken him away, Wallace, and they put him into a cell. He was in the cell only for 2-3 days. They put him into a cell. And Wallace said, they put me into this cell. And I was able to watch, he said. He said, the soldiers that were talking to me, they were nice guys, the Americans. They just said, you know, we can't let people pull off ears. they weren't giving me a hard time, and I had to eat, and everything was okay. But they had to keep me in there like a little bit to show, right? And he said that one of the Americans brought him there to a window, and they brought this German who had bandages around his head. They brought the German and they took him, the Americans took him, and they put him up on a chair, and they put a noose around his neck, and they hanged him, they killed him. And Wallace said, so he said that the judge believed what you said. The judge believed what you said. And we're going to let you out of here. And he gave him like a little wink, don't worry about it, we're going to let you out. Now Wallace was telling the story over to his grandchildren, his kids and to his grandchildren. And he said, you know what day that was? That day was Purim. It was Mamish Purim that day. And I saw that. It was Purim. And he said, Kindlech, it was the best Purim of my life. In my hands, I had Oiznei Haman. I had Homentashen. There's the mice. I had Homentashen. Oiznei Haman. I had Homentashen. Oiznei Haman, I had in my ear. And Vesalisa Oisala Eitz. I had his ear in my hand, the Homentashen, and I see the Haman hanging on a tree. Ah, it's a Purim I never had since my whole life. No, Daddy, you had enough from the story. Not enough from the story. Why did I, to end, not just to give my father some pleasure, to hear a good story. You know, Reb Shlomo used to sing, days are coming. Days are coming. I said about Levaya that I really believed all of my heart that my father was going to be zeicher to see the day Yom Nakam Belibi, the day it's going to be the big Purim fest of Am Yisrael, the big Purim of the Jewish people. He says Vesbanav to see the big Purim of Am Yisrael. My father lived long, and we're very, very grateful for that. But he wasn't zeicher to see the
last. Your mother will see it.
As Hashem, my mother.
Ishto kegufo.
Ishto kegufo. Adirabba. Amen. V'mayshe. Thank you. I'll take that as a good bracha. That my mother should have richesam, and all the survivors. Shem Yisrael. Shmo Sheris Yisrael. Baal Yoivad Yisrael. Who, after all of these years, are still Oimim Shema Yisrael. So Baruch Shalom, we say Shema Yisrael. So finally, say in a loud way that every one of our ears, our holy ears, can hear. And where do we belong? Goy Echad Baris, with Mashiach Tzakein, with the Gush of Amitis, and have you in our name. Amen.
Our love is a man, a man.